if the end result is we want everyone to have retirement confidence, we want people to be confident about their retirement, a retirement free from fear, a retirement plan free from frustration, a retirement plan, you know, free from anxiety, all these kinds of things, confidence in retirement, it comes from, you know, having a simplify your retirement plan. Mm-hmm. And that plan involves seven areas, not just one. And I think a lot of people, when they hear about a plan, oh, they think it needs to be some leather-bound, you know, 100-page edition, and that this is the plan. Well, you know, again, the whole purpose of the show, the whole purpose of the book, everything we do is to keep it simple. In these seven areas, we believe that once someone has all seven of them, you can begin and hopefully actually realize confidence and peace of mind in retirement.
Hello, and welcome to Simplify Your Retirement with Stephen Strickland from Wise Wealth. Hello, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Paul. How are you? It's great to be back.
Doing fantastic. It's great to be back in the studio again. You know, recently there was a lot of talk here. I mean, as most people know, our office is here in the Kansas City metro area. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of talk about Subway mm-hmm. for some reason. Subway. And so Subway decided that they were going to do Subway in the Sky or something like that. They had a blimp that they were going to bring to Kansas City for the Chiefs home opener and fly over this. Did you hear about all this?
I never heard this, no.
Okay. And so it was there was a lot of people talking about it because there were like six seats available that people could reserve a seat mm-hmm. to fly in the blimp over Arrowhead Stadium awesome. On the for the opening game.
Okay.
And so there were a lot of people talking about it, but you know, it's interesting because people want that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sold out instantly, mm-hmm. right? But people want that ability to be able to go above everything else, above all the noise, and get this big view that mm-hmm. they don't normally see. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, the opposite of that is all the people who want to go to Arrowhead Stadium for the game, and they're sitting there in the stands, they're on the field, it's field level, mm-hmm. they want to be right down there for the action, but what they miss is they miss everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, that's what our conversations are like, mm-hmm. and, you know, the point of this podcast is for education, so a lot of times we're field level. We're down right. here, and we're getting in the nitty-gritty of certain topics, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue to do that. But today, I think we want to back up and get that aerial view, that big picture yeah. view of what planning is.
Well, definitely that resonates with me as a person who was at Arrowhead Stadium here recently. I can tell you that I did not arrive by blimp.
Okay.
Just so you know, I did come in just by car and walked into the stadium. But that being said, you know, people do not sit down at these games. They're standing up the whole game. The view is not great. But if you're going to go to Arrowhead, you better plan on standing up the whole game.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's crazy for sure.
It's crazy for sure. It's definitely a loud environment and loud and proud there. So
yeah.
It's good.
So, but that's the point though, right. is, you know, it's the field level view, and we yeah. will later get into that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get into these detailed topics mm-hmm. and we're going to dive deeper on each of these topics. But today, what we want to do is we want to take a step back and get that big picture view. Mm-hmm. You know, last week, the last time, episode one of season five,
right.
back in the studio, first time on YouTube, you know, we talked about the mission statement of Wise Wealth.
Yeah.
And again, this may be some people's first time ever
right.
seeing us, hearing us. For a lot of people, they may have heard this before, but it's always a great reminder.
Yeah.
What is the mission of Wise Wealth, and why do we do what we do?
I don't think we can talk about it enough, you know, mm-hmm. certainly because, you know, for us, this is not a career. This is a calling.
Absolutely.
And so it's something that we think about all day, every day. It's something that's our culture that we try to fulfill as individuals in this firm. We encourage people to do it. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's a part of our team. We encourage the firm as a whole for us to do it together, but then also we certainly encourage our clients to do it. And that is simply the mission of Wise Wealth is to guide families on mm-hmm. a path that makes work optional.
Yes.
And to design a plan that empowers the freedom to give, serve, and enjoy life. And so it's this whole concept of give, serve, enjoy life. We narrow it down into a hashtag GSEL, give, serve, enjoy life. That's the mission of the firm, to help people do that. But also, what we talked about in our last episode was about the first part of that mission, which was great to be able to explain to people what does it mean to make work optional. And so we want to get people to a place where that they're not working, they don't have to work for a paycheck anymore, and they're more free to be able to do these things, giving, serving, and enjoying life.
Absolutely. So if this is your first time hearing this, or you want a refresher, again, episode one of season five, we talked about the concept of making work optional. All of season four was about giving, serving, and enjoying life. But today we want to look at the other two parts of this, which is guiding families on a path and designing a plan. Those are the same thing. We, in a sense, we say it twice because that's how important it is, right?
That's right.
But what is that, you know, when it comes to planning, that's what we do.
Well, you know, it's even the name of our firm, Wise Wealth. You know, we've had this tagline, the slogan for Wise Wealth from day one. First wisdom, then wealth. And some people say, well, what does that mean? Wisdom obviously is putting into action the knowledge, the information that you receive, which is what we want people to do. But wisdom to me really goes into what you just mentioned, and that is a path. It is a plan. So when we say first wisdom, then wealth, that's what we mean. You have a plan first. You have, and the plan involves a lot of things, which we'll talk about today, but the plan comes first, then you build wealth on that plan.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes to understand what something is, we can start with what it is not. And so in the realm of financial planning, I mean, there were these things back in time. They were called bookstores where people would go and they had books, you know, hardback books that you could get. I think there's still a few that exist, but
maybe back in your day, you're a little older than I am.
At least by a couple months. Yes.
That's right.
But, you know, you can go in there, and the section on financial planning is huge.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of information out there. And now we have podcasts, and we have YouTube, and we have all these things just like this show. But there's a lot of noise out there. And sometimes it gets confusing because someone hears something and, you know, one person's advice goes against someone else's advice. And their show is built on let's criticize other people's advice. And so let's take a step back and talk about what is not a plan first, and then let's we want to take that big picture view of how do we approach planning here at Wise Wealth.
Yeah, I think it's good to do that because sometimes when you say, well, first wisdom, then wealth, first you have to have a plan, then you can build wealth. And some people might be listening to the podcast and automatically assume, oh, yeah, I've got one of those. I have a plan. And so sometimes sometimes people think they have a plan when they have maybe a portfolio. Someone recommended to them a diversified portfolio, and this diversified portfolio might be, you know, a 60-40 portfolio, or it might be something that gets more conservative as you get closer to retirement, and they think my plan for retirement is just to simply tinker with the asset allocations, get a little more conservative every year or every decade or so forth, and that's my plan for retirement. That's a portfolio. That is not what we mean by a plan. A portfolio may be part of the plan, but that's not a plan in and of itself. Sometimes people might say, hey, you have a plan for retirement? Oh, yeah, I've got a plan. I've got these insurance policies. I've got life insurance for the family. I may even own a pension or an annuity or something like this. And so that's my plan for retirement. And that's great. All those things may be part of the plan, but those are just products. That's not a plan in and of itself. One of my favorite ones is, you know, hope. Hope is not a plan. Sometimes we ask people, what is your plan for retirement? Are you going to have enough money to live throughout your retirement? And the answer is, I hope so. Do you have enough money to cover long-term care expenses? I hope so. You know, all these kinds of, and hope is great. Hope definitely needs to be part of the plan, but I hope, hopefully no one listening to this podcast, they're not relying on hope alone to get them through retirement. And we know that some people are, that is their plan for retirement, hope.
You know, it's funny with hope because in the live class, the Simplify Your Retirement class that you teach, I'll tell you, no matter what you try to say to be funny, the biggest laugh we always get is when you say, hope is not a plan, because people, yes, that resonates with people.
It does.
A lot of times that's what they
people
feel like.
People feel that, exactly. And so when you think, what is your plan for retirement? It really is, man. I just hope it's all going to work out. And so it is funny because, yeah, we kind of turned the page in the workshop, the live workshop, and that's the first, you know, fill in the blank, and just people like, oh, yeah. it kind of hits home there that that can't be the only thing. And yeah, again, you know, it can't be part of it. And then, you know, some people have, you know, a 401k. Yeah. They have an employer-sponsored plan. They think, well, that's my plan. And that is a plan. That's an employer-sponsored plan. But it's not the plan in the sense that we're talking about, a roadmap, a path to get you to a place where work can be optional and you're free to give, serve, and enjoy life. It's not these things. It's not a 401k. It's not a product. It's not a portfolio. It's not hope. It's not a Monte Carlo simulation. Oh, yeah. That's one of these terms, this jargon that we use in the financial, you know, industry. And a lot of people don't know that term, yeah, but they know what it is.
Yes.
And so what is traditional financial advice, I would say, that's out there, a lot of financial investment firms or, you know, investment advisory firms, they will give clients what's called a Monte Carlo simulation. And that is just simply a simulated portfolio. They'll take someone's portfolio, they'll take someone's assets, and they will assign it to a, let's say, a 60-40 portfolio, mm-hmm, and they will put in there a certain withdrawal rate, and they'll say to these clients that, hey, if you start with this amount of money in your account, and you withdraw this much per year, and you're in this kind of portfolio, and it averages this kinds of returns, you have an X percent chance that you will not run out of money in retirement. And a lot of times it spits out something like, hey, you know, based on this, all these various assumptions, and again, it is an assumption, it is a simulation, you're never going to hear the word guarantee, mm-hmm, in that sort of situation, but they will say, based on the value of your accounts now, based on these hypothetical returns and this hypothetical withdrawal rate, you have a 90% chance you will not run out of money by age 85. And so that, for a lot of people, is the extent of their plan. Mm-hmm. They walk out the door and they say, you know, this is amazing. We've got this plan, and based on all these, you know, hypothetical assumptions, we are not going to run out of money. We have a 90% chance, mm-hmm, we will not run out of money by age 85. And I just think, you know, is there a better way than that? Obviously, we believe there's a better way. There's a better a way to plan for retirement than hoping, than assuming, mm-hmm, than simulating things that you cannot control. And so what I like to tell people is, you know, if you got onto a plane, you were obviously in Kansas City. If someone was going to jump on a plane today, like I'm going to do, I'm from the Boston area. So tomorrow I'm actually going to jump on a plane from here and go to Boston. Mm-hmm. It, you know, if we get on that plane tomorrow and they say to everybody, the pilot comes on the loudspeaker and says, you know, I've got great news for everybody in this plane. You know, when we get ready to leave Kansas City to go to Boston, I want everyone to know we have a 90% chance this plane is going to land safely in Boston. How many people would feel great about that flight? Mm-hmm. Now, I guarantee you most people would get off that flight and never board that plane because they don't want a 90% chance they're going to make it. They want a 100% chance. But I can tell you that in the industry, in the world in general, that's the majority. That's the extent of most planning. Mm-hmm. When you go to a traditional financial advisor, that's not a financial planning firm, that's not a specialist when it comes to retirement income planning, they're going to give people a simulation. And again, it's some percentage chance that you won't run out of money by a certain time. And so we say that is not a plan.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the issues is, mm-hmm, that, you know, 80-90% chance. And I agree, if you got on a plane, they said you got 90% chance of making it to Boston. But the problem is it doesn't even go that far.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like, you know what, we got a 90% chance of getting you out east.
Right, right.
I mean,
where are we going to land?
So, yeah, where are we going to land? We don't know because we adjust, people in the industry will play with the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Why is one person's life expectancy 85 and another 87 and another 92? Because that's where the numbers look good.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, how do they know when you're going to die? Do you know when you're going to die?
Right.
No, I mean, we don't. Yeah.
There's no question, you know, those numbers can be manipulated, mm-hmm, and that's part of the problem. And so, you know, it sounds good. And again, the concern I have is a lot of times with the hypothetical returns, even though they're back testing it, they may be, uh-huh, using actual historical returns, But we all know even historical returns have no, you know, impact on future performance. We know that.
So that's what's not a plan. You know, it's not a guesstimate. It's not products. It's not portfolios. It's not pieces of the puzzle.
That's right.
But it's the whole picture, and that's really it. And so
yeah.
I know that at Wise Wealth, we have principles that guide mm-hmm. our financial planning. Mm-hmm. And so we can hit those high level, but you know, we've talked a lot about that before, and right. we'll talk more about those, but we have guiding principles, and the beauty of principles is they don't change. They're timeless.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the principles don't change, and we use that. But what we want to focus on today is not so much the principles, as we've talked about them before. You can go back to other episodes right. and hear those. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk about really how we believe a plan encompasses more than just income.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. You know, financial peace comes from having a plan. And that's because it's not just, certainly we want people to have peace of mind about the income part yeah. of their plan, way more than a 90% chance.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to have confidence in retirement, and there is a way to do that. And that's really what Absolutely. We're going to introduce today, but also throughout the rest of the season. So when we look at, you know, what is a plan, certainly what I just mentioned a second ago, the portfolio, the products, that's all part of it. It has to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we have to get to those things. But what most people confuse is having some of those pieces and thinking, oh, yeah, I've got a plan.
Yeah.
So when we talk about having a plan, we believe there's seven areas of planning. If the end result is we want everyone to have retirement confidence, we want people to be confident about their retirement, a retirement free from fear, a retirement plan free from frustration, a retirement plan, you know, free from anxiety, all these kinds of things, confidence in retirement, it comes from, you know, having a simplify your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that plan involves seven areas, not just one. And I think a lot of yeah. people, when they hear about a plan, oh, they think it needs to be some leather-bound, you know, 100-page edition, and that this is the plan. Well, you know, again, the whole purpose of the show, the whole purpose of the book, everything we do is to keep it simple. In these seven areas, we believe that once someone has all seven of them, you can begin and hopefully actually realize confidence and peace of mind in retirement. I think until you address all seven, mm-hmm. you really can't be. And this is why we have built the firm the way that we have. And I know I'm introducing this, but there are some firms that focus on maybe one of these seven.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they focus on two of the seven. We're trying to build a place where somebody, this is a one-stop shop. We're going to cover all seven areas. And so in the seven areas, I'll just say what they are, and yep. then we're going to talk about it. So there's liquidity planning. Mm-hmm. There's income planning. There is investment or growth planning. There's tax planning, legacy planning, mm-hmm. insurance planning, and freedom planning. So we like to look at this from, you know, a big picture, and that is there's two broad areas. One is income planning.
Yep.
One is impact planning.
Got it.
And then the overriding, overarching principle of all of them is to get to the place where you're free to give, serve, and enjoy life. So the whole idea of freedom planning is when you've covered the income and the impact. You have these other six areas dealt with. Now, all of a sudden, you are free to be able to give, serve, and enjoy life like never before. So in the income planning, we're talking about liquidity, income, and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the impact planning, we're talking about insurance, tax, and legacy. Once you cover all six, you are free.
Got it. Yeah. And, you know, it's great to break it down that way, too, because when you talk about income planning, that's kind of the base, right? I mean,
right.
that's what you have to have to be able to retire and not be a burden on other people, to not yep. not be stressing day in and day out about, am I going to be able to pay the bills?
Right.
I mean, there's so many reasons why that's important, but that is only part of retirement.
It really is. And so we always tell everybody, you know, no investment decisions outside the context of a plan.
Yeah.
In all these kinds of things, because even when I think about impact planning, yes, tax planning is going to be extremely important. Should we convert IRAs to Roth IRAs? Insurance planning is extremely important. Do you have enough life insurance? Legacy planning, making sure your beneficiary designations are all correct. Sometimes people get into this and they want to go straight to, let's say, tax planning, straight to legacy planning. We say, well, first things first.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we need to make sure your income plan is set, because once that's set, then we kind of know what we're dealing with as far as it makes your tax planning better. It makes your legacy planning better. It makes your insurance decisions better. This is what we mean by no investment decisions outside the context of plan. So unless someone has an urgent need for a tax situation or a legacy situation or an insurance situation, we're always going to start with the income plan first. And it's just because this is the entire reason we save, we invest our whole life, we plan and prepare for 30 years of work so we can get to this place where we're not worried about the income stream. So we believe that income planning is the best place to start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, what I love, too, about the impact planning is we're taking it and we're saying, okay, we have the ability to survive. We have the ability to enjoy life a little bit. But let's take it a step further and have the maximum impact we can, the maximum impact to leave behind. Because a lot of people say they do tax planning, insurance planning, and legacy planning. Right. But it looks like this. Well, yeah, we're going to have taxes withheld from your distribution.
Yeah.
Right? It's similar to just going to a tax preparer versus a tax planner. Right. You know, when it comes to insurance, it's helping make sure that those insurance decisions are right. So we understand why we own the insurance policy we own. It moves beyond just having a policy and legacy. It's not just about making sure your beneficiaries are right. So we do all of that in the income planning. But in the impact plan, we say, now let's take everything a step further.
Absolutely. And when we get to that part where we're talking about conversions, we know which accounts we need to convert. Mm-hmm. When we get to the part about, you know, let's say required minimum distributions, you know, purchasing life insurance and in those sorts of conversations, it's just going to be better. It's going to make more sense once the basics are set. You know how much money you should have at risk, how much money you should not. You know you have enough assets to produce the desired, you know, income, the desired lifestyle in retirement. You know you have your growth plan. You know your investments are set. Now let's focus on next generation beneficiaries, making sure we're not paying too much in tax, all those kinds of things. All of that is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be done right, but it's got to be done in the context of a plan. And so we start with the plan, and really the main part of the plan is the income portion of it. We want to get that right first. That's the money, that's the investments, that's the peace of mind for your situation, for you and your spouse if you're getting ready to retire. That's first. Then we take care of taxes and kids and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. And I what I love about the income portion of it, right, the liquidity planning, the income planning, the growth planning, that aligns with the three bucket approach that we've talked about for a long time.
Yes.
Right. So it aligns with that. Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself is different than just a 60-40 portfolio, draw money out, hope that you don't get hit by sequence of returns and all of that. So it's a better approach, I believe, to retirement income planning that leads to that peace of mind, to that confidence that people have.
There's no question. And that's why we would tell people, you know, that a 60-40 portfolio, which again, you know, who knows what the numbers are, but the majority of people that go into retirement, the advice they're going to get is, you know, get to a 60-40 type portfolio, take out 4% withdrawals, and you should be okay. We believe that a plan, an income plan, it goes way beyond that, should be way deeper than that. It's not that easy, and that, you know, certainly that sort of approach or that sort of portfolio construction is not does not lead to confidence in retirement. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really want to get people to. And like you said, we've talked about this a lot, the three bucket approach, and that's really the income plan is the three bucket approach.
Yes.
And each of those first three buckets, there's planning that goes into each one of those. Mm-hmm. In every one of those, we call it, when we teach the class, the rules. There are rules for the liquid bucket. Mm-hmm. There are rules for the income bucket, and there are rules for the growth bucket.
Yes.
And we make sure that the plan determines the products. Each bucket has their own set of things to think through, own set of products to choose from, and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's unique to Wise Wealth and the way we do things. And there are other great planners out there that, you know, will divide things out too.
Right.
And so, but I think it's, what I love about it is how it aligns specifically with the three bucket approach that we have in Wise Wealth. But then taking the next three areas, the impact planning, and being able to focus on tax planning and legacy planning, insurance planning more in depth, what is really cool about that to me is this leads to a relational model.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about purchasing something.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a relationship.
That's, you know, that's been important since, you know, day one here. We've always told people that this is not a transaction. Mm-hmm. This is a relationship. That's why, you know, the sales process, if you want to call it that, is slow. It's not fast. We really want to get it right. We're our fiduciary. And so there's a lot that goes into making sure each one of these buckets is filled properly. Each one of the planning steps is done accurately and effectively. And so, yeah, that's very important.
Yeah. And it leads to the ability to leave that maximum impact. It's really what people desire, what they want more than anything. And they may not have ever been able to clearly define it, but that's what I love about taking people through this process too, is we help them define some of these things that are part of the way that we're all wired.
Right.
Right. We don't want to just survive. I mean, there's the old saying, you don't want to survive in retirement. You want to thrive. Well, what does that mean? It's meaning we want to be able to leave the maximum impact. And we have this vision of what that looks like.
Yeah.
A lot of times people settle for something less.
Well, absolutely. And that's why it's so important to go to what we call a full service financial planning firm, a firm that is a fiduciary, a firm that is going to be objective, a firm that offers both insurance and investment products. And that's a whole nother subject that, you know, that's one of my triggers that could go off on very soon. But, you know, there's a lot of financial advisors that, you know, they only do investments. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean the investments are bad. Mm-hmm. There's some financial advisors that are insurance only. It doesn't mean the products are bad or they're bad people. But we just tell people you can't get objective advice unless you talk to a firm that does both. And like you said, it's also not a place where you're going to go and they're going to talk to you about one thing. Mm-hmm. It's what we started talking about the show today. There may be people that can do insurance planning by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a plan. You want someone who's looking at it in the context of everything else that you're doing. It's like we talk about a lot of times with Social Security. You don't make a Social Security decision based on a Social Security timing report. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there that's what they do. They help people figure out when's the best time to take Social Security. And that's fine. That's helpful. But you really shouldn't be making that decision in the context of a plan. And it comes down to, like you said just a few minutes ago, and that is a relationship. Don't go to someone who's selling you something, making a transaction. It has to be a long-term relationship so they can get you through all six areas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't cover six areas in one meeting. This is several meetings. This is a long process to get people to where they need to go. And that's why it really is all about relationships and getting us all to the same goal. The goal is freedom. Mm-hmm. To give, serve, and enjoy life. The freedom is making an impact. And that's why financial planning, I also just want to mention, goes way beyond answering a risk profile questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, that's the extent of it. You know, we're going to put together a plan that's based on your feelings about the market. We're going to put together a plan based on your risk profile. And we know that that's probably not the best way for people to invest based on the answers to their emotional feelings about the market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to put together a plan, determine what money's at risk, what money's not at risk, and make those decisions and do those questionnaires only on certain portions of your investments, not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that just makes us different than everybody else. And that is, we're not just saying, here's a risk profile questionnaire. We're going to build everything based on that.
Yeah. And so the income planning, the impact planning, those become together unique. And then to have that overarching area of planning that we look at, the freedom planning that you've referenced several times, that is what makes the Simplify Your Retirement Plan unique. And it's the only place you can get it is through Wise Wealth, is Simplify Your Retirement Plan.
Yep.
And what I love about that is it's the why.
It's the why.
It's the why behind everything that is done, every decision that is made.
Yeah.
It's the why behind it.
And it's why we love working with the clients that work with us is because we know they share that passion. We've seen it. We've created opportunities here for our clients to give, and they're giving. Mm-hmm. We've created opportunities for our clients to serve, and they've joined us in these service projects. You know, certainly we've had great opportunities to enjoy life with our clients, whether that's, you know, ice cream, or whether that's, you know, Sporting KC, or whatever these events are that we do. We have a lot of things throughout the year that we do to enjoy life with our clients. And so I love what we do. Mm-hmm. Certainly we believe in it because it's, again, it's a calling for us. We want people to be free there. But the message that we are, you know, teaching about planning, of the end result that we're trying to get people to, about being confident about their income stream in retirement, but also being free to give, serve, and enjoy life, it seems to resonate with those people that want to do those same things.
Absolutely.
And so that's who we appeal to in that sense as well.
Absolutely. And I know we do a great job providing opportunities for people to be able to do that. So we're trying to help those who want to make it a lifestyle. My favorite response is when we invite someone and they say, I can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's because I can't make it because I am doing, and it's usually giving,
right?
It's serving, or it's enjoying life.
Vacation,
and that's
trip.
My favorite thing, because it's like they're doing it on their own.
Absolutely, and we celebrate it.
Yeah,
as you know, Paul, even as a team, we have our team meetings here. We're celebrating anybody on our team.
Mm-hmm.
That is involved, and we want to find out what are you giving to, where are you serving at, what trip did you go on?
Yeah.
Same thing with our clients. You know, even our marketing director here, she's constantly trying to ask our clients, send us the pictures. Mm-hmm. We want to put them on, you know, our social media sites. We want to show our clients doing these things because we love it. I mean, you and I, everybody on our team here, we love it when we see our clients actually doing these things. It's why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. Yeah, I can't hear enough about our clients and these trips that they're going on or their service projects they're doing or the things they're giving to. It really excites us, gives us passion, and it keeps us motivated every day to keep doing what we're doing.
And the freedom planning is so important too, because I know from sitting in meetings with people and asking them this, I mean, time and time again, I've heard it. We want to travel more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's plan it.
That's right.
Right. Don't just say I want to. Let's plan it.
That's right.
I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to help some nonprofits or serve in retirement. Well, let's plan it.
Yes.
Make a plan for it.
Yep.
And so that's
not
huge.
Just wishful thinking. Yep. And that's really what a plan does for people. It puts it in motion. We always talk about you don't have a plan unless it's in writing and so forth. So, yeah, we can put together a plan to make that happen. If that's really your goal, that's really what you want to do. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We put together plans for people. So all we care about is what is your goal.
Yep.
And our job is to figure out the best way to get you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so those are the seven areas of planning. We talked today about what is not a plan, so people understand kind of the contrast. But we really focused high level on the seven areas of planning that we believe a plan should have, which is all wrapped up in a Simplify Your Retirement Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can only get through Wise Wealth. We do have Simplify Your Retirement. It's a brand. It's our education brand in a sense. And so we have the podcast. And we have that on audio and video for the audible learners, the visual learners. Mm-hmm. We have the book. We have live classes. So no matter how you learn, we have material and education for you to be able to do this and understand at the field level, in a sense, each area of what are these seven areas and what do they look like and what does that mean for you. And I know over the rest of this season, we're going to dive deeper into those. So now we're going to go from the blimp view to the field view.
Yeah. And we know that's what people need, and the way to get it is, you know, simply by calling us. I mean, we can help people through that process, help them get that plan, which we want them to have that plan because we know what the end result is. We've seen it. We've been doing this for, you know, many years now, and so we have the experience of helping people get to that place. And so, you know, wisewealth.com, we encourage anyone to go there. That's really how you get the process started. If you want a Simplify Your Retirement Plan, that's where you go first. Wisewealth.com. You can contact us. We set up a 15-minute consultation with one of our financial advisors. That's typically how it starts. And then they'll walk you through the process of how that looks working with us.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, on the wisewealth.com website, there's an events tab. If you're in the local area, you'll be able to see anytime we're doing one of our workshops for Simplify Retirement as well.
So that's a great resource for people to be able to go to. And, you know, another great way for people to be able to continue to learn and be able to continue to understand these different areas and bring other people along.
That's right.
Right? Because we don't want to keep this to just ourselves. Is to like, and to share these episodes.
Absolutely.
Right. So subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on your favorite podcast channel. Mm-hmm. You'll be notified when new content comes available. Yeah. It also makes it easier to download and take with you. It makes it easier to share with family and friends.
Yeah. And if anyone's new to us or new to this podcast, you share it with someone and you were shared this podcast by somebody that you know. We want you to know that we do have our book, Simplify Your Retirement. We'd be glad to send that to you as well. Mm-hmm. That's our gift to you. You can just contact us at wisewealth.com. Let us know that you want a copy of the Simplify Your Retirement book, and we'll be glad to send it to you.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so great ways to be able to do that. Take action. Again, first wisdom, then wealth. But it all comes from understanding and then taking action. So something you should do, whether it's subscribe, share, like, attend, whatever it is, mm-hmm. there's something for you to do today and to be able to do that. So, yep. Stephen, thank you. I know next time we're looking forward to talking about taking that deeper dive into what is liquidity planning.
That's right.
And what does that look like, yep. and how do we approach that? And so yep. that's going
to
be great.
Looking forward to it. I know, you know, pretty much the season is dedicated to these, you know, seven areas. Mm-hmm. And so we'll start next time with the liquidity plan.
Yep. So like and subscribe to these so that you can be notified when that liquidity planning episode comes out, and then all the other episodes in the future as well. So thank you, Stephen, for putting this together. Thank you for being here today. And again, thank you to you, our listening audience. We wouldn't be here without you. You're the reason that we do this podcast, and you're the reason that we're here. So we do thank you for listening, for watching, for interacting with us. For everyone at Wise Wealth, this is Paul Brock reminding you that financial peace comes from having a plan. And we'll see you next time.